Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Podcast 156. My name's Helena, for those of you that don't know, and the purpose of this podcast is just to introduce you to some new music. I hope you eventually add it to your listening posts and purchase at some point just to support the artists. I opened in the best way possible with a band called Dilly Dally. If anything, all remaining cobwebs will be blown clean off you, hopefully. And it's definitely a track for people with the anger, i.e. when you want to do some damage, but a song ends up, you know, that way they do it for you. Dilly Dally are a Toronto-based four-piece, and I wrote about them recently for TYCI, which is a female collective in Glasgow, and links will be up on the website for more info on Dilly Dally. But they really stir up this unexplainable fire in me with their music, and basically I just want to fuck shit up. It's like that proper rock and roll, those times when you want to throw the odd cushion on the floor or perhaps mess up your duvet on the bed. I am, of course, jesting. I want to break stuff. Dilly Dally. Next, we have MERS, and this is called Serene. Thank you.
fantastic savior is coming. Just a story unfolding. Sooner or later, you'll just give in. Make the best of what you've been given.
That was Murs with Serene. I fell in love with the track within the first two bars when I first heard it. There's complex beats and these sonic oddities thrown in. It's almost like Radiohead with Flaming Lips, Wayne Coyne on guest vocals, and it's just beautiful. Murs' real name, which is Conrad Lambert, apparently had signed to a major label and wasn't happy, so he walked away. Don't blame him. He's currently touring. Unfortunately, there's no Scottish dates, but I do have to mention Carefully Planned Festival in Manchester, which is always, it has the most diverse and satisfying lineups, and it's well worth travelling down for. But yeah, it's one of those tracks that have kind of calmed me down, especially obviously after the opening of Dilly Dally. Next, we return to Glasgow, and it's Ubra Blanca, and this is called The Sadist.
Thank you.
catch Obra Blanca at BBC Introducing Outdoor gig down at Pacific Quay not too long ago, and they were one of the standouts of the day. This track, The Sadist, is taken from the EP of the same name by the Glasgow-based duo. It's being released by Giala Disco Records on a 12-inch on 25th of September. And they have actually toured with the likes of Errors, Eclair Fifi, Twilight Sad, which is obviously quite an eclectic lineup. And the duo is made up of Jill Stone and Andy Brown. I've always crossed paths with Andy. He's does so much within Glasgow music, and he's a much loved character. And his facial hair it changes so much that I don't recognise him sometimes, which is completely irrelevant to this. But when I first heard this track, it reminded me of time when I was 7. And we just had a conservatory built. And what happened was my parents were just painting, I think. They'd got the whole family involved to paint the conservatory. And they got really excited because Jean-Michel Jarre was on TV and he was playing on top of this building. And I kind of just stood there. It was my first experience of electronic music. And I just stood there with my mouth open like, this is fucking amazing. And this kind of makes me feel the same way, I have to say. Reminds me a lot of the Drive soundtrack as well, which surprisingly but yeah, that is Obra Blanca, so make sure that you check them out. Next, electronic again, and it's HQFU. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can say that'll make me go away. Fuck this empathetic smile.
Thank you.
is HQFU with Fuck Your Breaking Heart. Obviously, we have no censorship here, unlike Radio 1. Then you wouldn't be able to hear this during the daytime. HQFU is a Glasgow-based artist, Sarah J. Sanley. She's one of the most talented women I've ever met in my life. She'll probably get quite embarrassed if she hears that. But she paints, she does web and graphic design, she makes music. And I first saw her in Aberdeen a good few years back at her cafe, Project Slogan, which she ran with her wife, Amanda, and she picked up a banjo. And I'm ashamed to say that in my head I was like, oh, fuck, here we go, more folk. And I was completely proved wrong. And she's now turned her talents to electronic production. Her debut taster was Dust and Dirt, and it really got such a great response, and she just dropped this track as a surprise, and it makes me want to throw all manner of shapes in a far less posh way. And it's just a gutsy, sincere and really exciting track, and in fact her whole catalogue is great, and y'all are in for some exciting things coming up, because she is one of the ones to watch. She plays Block next Tuesday 24th with Poland's Rebecca, who are massive, and that will be a great gig for you to experience, and I think it's free entry as well. Next we have Rousseau, I think I'm pronouncing it right. This is Grab, and this is the Q's remix.
Sick, so I gotta get out. I hear the floor as I try to make my way. It spins a lot, so I steady myself. Grabbing for something so I know that I'm
Grab will be getting released 25th of September. Everything's happening on the 25th of September. And this is taken from the single. Rousseau says of the track, Grab is about getting fucked up too often because you want to forget and passing the point where you should go home. I think we've all been there. I have been there for the last 20 years. I actually would quite like to be there right now. But the track is released via Big Dada, obviously home to Young Fathers, and they continue to show what a massive roster they have. And Rousseau is a writer, producer and musician, Kerry Latham. She's actually appeared on albums by Lapalux and Dells. Lapalux are a band that have actually just come onto my radar over the last month, thanks to people in my office, and I have fallen completely in love with them. But Rousseau has actually also toured with Leanne LaHavis and Laura Mvula. So I suppose it's now her time, so to speak. Next, moving swiftly on, I know it's quite a quick podcast, but less of my banter and more of music. It is All Twins, and this is Darkest Ocean.
Love, I think we'll be saved.
So Larke and Connor Adams have come from bands Adebisi Shank and The Cast of Cheers. So it was a bit of a surprise to hear this band the first time. I heard Thank You, their first release on Someone's Shuffle, and I nearly shat the bed. Fell in love with it immediately. I bought it and I'm still listening to it. And then I had a near fit when I saw that a guy called John Niblock, who is from one of my favourite bands in Glasgow, Vasa, he was putting them on in a block as part of his Taribo West night. And they were just a really dynamic, uplifting and completely enthralling. And they're just shit hot pop. And I think that should be just a new genre name, okay? Their live performance has to be witnessed. And it's the latest track. And I just know that they're going to be massive. Well, for a fact that they're on a major, but they just have what you're looking for. They have that thing. But yeah, they're massive. So I'm finishing with Glasgow four-piece Cherry Phosphate. It always helps to be a fan of musicians you work with. If you're not passionate about it, then you obviously don't put your all into it. And I'm just thankful for the ones that I am working with, including these guys. Scotland's a pretty spectacular place when it comes to new music. I think a lot of my peers will agree. This is the first taster from their album Jet in November, and it reminds me of some of the best bits of MTV2. They're a throwback to bands like Strokes, but recently Robin Murray from Clash magazine compared to them to The Walkmen and one of my favourite bands, Jonathan Fireeater, which I thought was wholly apt upon reflection. The band play tomorrow with Carnivores and United Fruit at the launch of new East End venue St Luke's, which I have toured around considerably, and it is the most glorious venue. As soon as you go in, you kind of get this really satisfying feeling, and it's going to be a really welcome addition to Glasgow. It's free entry. The Boys album is an absolute beast. I've really fallen in love with it, and at first it wasn't something that I would, you know, genuinely go out to kind of look for in terms of the music that I listen to. But it's just a really great body of work. So this is the end, not completely. Thank you for listening. Next week's guest is producer Turtle, and my heart be still, because he obviously is turning rapidly into one of my heroes. But thank you again.
I didn't come here to say goodbye. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.